Welcome to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We are continuing our series, our summary of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. It is based on the revised and updated 10th anniversary edition. The book was first published in 1998 and largely put Mr. Maxwell at the forefront on the topic of leadership. So today we will continue the series. You can find show notes and other information, useful resources, and links at the website growgreat.com. Law number 11, the law of the inner circle. A leader's potential is determined by those closest to him. Now, there are 21 laws of leadership, and no leader can do all 21 things well, and that's why every leader needs a team of people. No matter how great you are as a leader, you have to have an inner circle of family, friends, associates, and you're going to find it extremely difficult to reach your full potential if you don't. You can't do everything yourself. You've got to rely on other people. Even the President of the United States has an inner circle. And although he might only have some brief personal relationships with some of his cabinet members, he likely chose each one because of some particular skill that they possess that would benefit the administration as a whole and help him with his agenda to lead the country. And it doesn't matter who the president is. There are some questions that you can ask to pick the right people. Do they have high influence with others? Do they bring a complementary gift to the table? Do they hold a strategic position in the organization? Do they add value to me and the organization? Do they have a positive impact on other members of the inner circle? You're going to want to make sure that your candidate displays excellence, maturity, and good character in everything they do. Now, to apply the law of the inner circle, there are three steps offered by Mr. Maxwell. Step number one is to list the names of the members of your inner circle. And next to each name, write what that person contributes. If they don't have a clear role, then write what you believe that individual has the potential to contribute. Look for holes, look for duplications, and then begin to look for people to fill those holes and consider how you can eliminate redundancies. Be prepared to challenge current members with potential to rise to your expectation. Step number two to apply the law of the inner circle: spend extra time with the members to mentor and to develop those relationships. Give them extra responsibilities. Put higher expectations on them. Give them more credit when things go well and hold them accountable when things don't. And use that strategy with a pool of new potential inner circle members as well. And step number three to apply the law of the inner circle: keep your inner circle manageable. Transition to a smaller team when your immediate staff numbers more than seven, or when they can no longer directly lead everybody. And that's law number 11, the law of the inner circle. A leader's potential is determined by those closest to him. Thanks for listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find show notes and useful resources and links over at the website growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope that you will tell a friend about the podcast as we continue this series of John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Till next time, thank you.